Blog Talk Radio.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? Reporting to you from the new Earth, the newly forming world reality of vibrant health and well-being, united community, and personal evolution. Tune in to learn how to update your internal coding and biocircuitry to the rapidly shifting consciousness so that you too can become a divine human. New Earth Central is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum vortex healing and energetic activation, weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Every show is dedicated to promoting a holistic lifestyle that supports all life on the planet. Additional services are available at our website, newearthcentral.com. And now, here is your host, Meg Benedicte.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Oh, we're so excited to meet up with you here today. We're going to do some great work here in the Sirian Gateway. It's been open for about a couple weeks now. So it's really strong, really powerful, and we are going to do some magic in it. But before we get started, we want to welcome everyone who's new to the show and also welcome all our loyal New Earth Way showers. Thank you for being here. And let me bring on my beautiful co-host, Minette Mays. Welcome, Minette, to the show.
Hey, hi there, Meg. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time to meet up with us on Saturday. I know that new moon was a big deal.
Ooh, is that a powerful moon? Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. So I'm sure that's in the mix today as well. Yes. So this has been some really beautiful, sweet energies. I was invited to Mount Shasta 2 weeks ago to present on the Sirian Lemurian history and ancestry and do some activation. So we're gonna continue with that. The gateway officially opens on July 3rd, and it's helping prepare us for Minette and our favorite gateway coming up here on 8-8 Lions Gate. Woohoo for the Leos! Lions Gate's coming, so we're getting ready for it. And you may even be doing some clearings, purgings as we're getting ready for it, so not to be surprised if that's happening. Have you been noticing anything on your end, Minette, coming up?
Yeah, it seems like we're really able to reach down into those long-standing pains and stories from childhood, et cetera, and really just let it go.
Yep, it's true. It's true. So we're getting down to the lower levels now, really into the deep layers, core wounding. It's time to, in a way, think of it like we're erasing out our earthly history, right? We're just clearing the way so that we can become the crystalline being, the crystalline divine human that we're meant to be. So anytime we come together like this, it can help you clear some density, clear some of these layers. But today we're going to really focus on our ascension codes, so I'm excited to get into it. Let's go ahead and go over the format of the show for anyone who's joined us who's new to these global activations. A couple things. We start the show we kind of break it into two segments, right? So we start the show focusing on personal ascension activations and healings, clearings. And then the second section will be on global activations, where we work with our beloved Gaia, with the planetary field, because this is part of our soul mission, is to influence the field, shift the consciousness on the planet. So we'll do personal, then we'll do global. And by all of us working together like this, it forms a very powerful force field. And so we finish the show with your global intention. So if you're coming in, especially internationally on the webcast, you can have Minette read them for you. So Minette, why don't you let them know how they can reach you with their global intentions?
Sure. So if you have a global intention, that's an intention that's good for everyone on the planet, you'd like me to read it after the show, please email it to support@newearthcentral.com, support@newearthcentral.com.
Yes, I'm an Atlas going to be handling the email and your emailed intentions. If you're here in U.S. Canada and you want to call in, you can dial 1. That lets me know to bring you on the air, and you can proclaim your global intentions as well. So we kind of finish the show with a big bang, lots of powerful intentions in the mix and in the field. And this is how we help kind of steer our future nows. So, okay. All right, Manette, you go ahead and take a rest there, my dear, and I'll get started. Okay, so also too, if you're new to this technique, I work, this is Metatron's technique. He started teaching me it, or really more like reminding me of it, about 30 years ago, and been working with it ever since, on myself first and then with clients and then in these big global meditations. So if you're new to this technique, we're going to work with Metatron's cube, and Metatron's going to embed it under your feet in your grounding. So if you could sit with your feet on the floor or stand with your feet on the floor, whichever you're more comfortable with, but we're going to use our feet chakras to activate, to ground into the new earth and to activate what's called the quantum vortex. This is going to open up around each and every one of your energy field. Everyone's in their own personal vortex. Even when working in group, I'm very conscious of no one merging with each other. We're not blending. We're actually working together through more of our visioning, through what's called a group mind, where we set our visions and our intentions together, but we'll all be in our own personal vortex. This vortex is so powerful because it's helping us move energies at lightning speed, and it also opens us up to the quantum field of all possibilities, especially potential futures. So this is why we work in the vortex with Metatron to do this. So sitting with your feet on the floor, just as we get the vortex up and running, then you're welcome to relax back. The other thing too is we're using more of our right brain, which is our psychic, intuitive, holographic mind. This is what we use to visualize, is the right brain. So we're going to kind of practice right now as we work together with the right brain, strengthening it, of course, by practicing with it, because most of us are left brain dominant. So if you find you kind of slide back over to the left brain and you're thinking about what you got to do later in the day, or the lists of things you have, or any of that analytical mind, just stop and shift back more into your intuitive, psychic, holographic right brain. So we're using more of the right brain and the third eye to set our visions, and using our heart felt desires and our heart magnetism to set the intentions as well. All right, so with that in mind, just a few little pointers, let's go ahead and get started. So what's so special about today? Well, today it's kind of like the peak point here between the opening of the Sirian Stargate till we reach Lionsgate on August 8th. And so when the Sirian Stargates open during July, it's where we see star Sirius rising on the horizon with our own sun. So it's like a golden star next to the blue star. Sirius is a blue planet. It emanates blue light. And the Sirians are our ancient ancestors who they've already transitioned into higher dimensional beings through the ascension process. They're way ahead of us. They've gone through this. They know how to do this. So think of them kind of like our teachers, our guides. And also, the Sirian blue light assists with the activations of our own internal ascension codes. Okay, so kind of keep that in mind as we're working with the Sirian blue light. And Sirius is the prototype for the ascended Gaia. So that's why they're here helping us right now. And this gateway opens every year in July. So we've been getting a lot of help from them for quite a while. And now in today's Sirian activations, just allow this blue light, the blue ray from Sirius, to awaken the sacred geometry of your internal crystalline light body for ascension. So the blue ray of Sirius is transmitting the love vibration from our galactic family. So this is really a beautiful day to receive, okay? So you just inhale, in breath, right? In flow, receive the blessings that are coming through this Sirian gateway. All right, with that in mind, let's go ahead and get started. So feet on the floor. Let's take a couple deep breaths. Opening the flow of chi into the core of the body, into your feeling center, into your heart, into your breath, into your lungs. Inhale in, getting life force, getting kundalini moving into your channels, meridians, and you're just coming down from the thinking mind, getting more present in your body. Kind of, if it helps, you can put your hand on your belly, on your solar plexus, on your heart, coming more into your center. Let's also run the chi down the leg channels to the feet chakras, locking the feet chakras like magnets right onto the crystalline grid of our new earth timeline, locking in. I also envision like cords of light coming from the feet chakras and connecting into the ley lines of the crystalline grid, helping you get really rooted, grounded, secured into the newer timeline. All right, excellent. And then as we're setting up, let's connect to spirit, connecting to divine mother, father, source, creator. Connecting to your original God spark, your soul essence, your master soul presence, and your soul family and home star. And as we're connecting to spirit, let's call in your spirit team. So this is your team of angels and guides and master teachers, shamans, the elders, your protectors. Have them to circle around you as we're working to support you. We're connecting to Gaia and to Mother Nature, to the nature kingdom, the nature spirits, the devas, the fairies, the elementals of air, fire, water, earth, and ether. So we can do the alchemy with Archangel Metatron, who's stepping in to assist us. Metatron is putting under your feet, into your grounding, the sacred geometry of Metatron's cube. This is a creational template of our universe. So it's made of the outer six circles, inner six circles, a center, 13th circle. So put your feet into the center. Give it your light. Give it your chi. Give it your energy. Starts to turn on. Here we go. I'm using my breath to move energy. So open and breathe. Don't stop breathing. Deep pranic breathing. Inflow, outflow with your breath. And as we activate Metatron's cube at our feet, those 12 circles rise up as pillars of light up and around the body and the aura. And they're pulsing and vibrating like tuning forks with the sacred sounds of the 12 dimensions of our universe. And so we hear these 12 sound waves from the 12 pillars. They're pointing into your body, into your field, pulsing in, vibrating in. We hear it with our human ears as the sounds of Om. And you can Om out loud, you can Om in your mind, but they're pulsing in and they're beginning to rotate. So they're starting to move from right to left. So imagine right shoulder, front, left shoulder, back. Okay, right to left around the body and the aura. It's an anti-clockwise spin. And as they start to increase in speed, spinning up faster, faster and faster, they begin to blend and become, they're starting to form a vortex of diamond white light. Yes, there it goes. Okay, and as it forms into the quantum vortex, it begins to open and expand your field, fractally extending up and out into the higher dimensions. Open out, expand. We go all the way out, and then we're going even faster towards the speed of light and collapsing veils, time barriers, time density. Ooh. Opening all the way out to the quantum level. Ooh. There it goes, right through your field. Ooh. And that opens us to both the particle field and the wave state. So think of it like physical and spiritual dimensions, opening all the way out. Simultaneously, physical and spiritual. And that lets us come inside, opening into your energy body, your light body. Let's focus inside to your chakra column, chakra pillar. It runs right up the center. And we're going to bring the second spiral rising up from Metatron's cube at the feet up to the root chakra. It's a tighter spiral still, anti-clockwise. It's called the resurrection spiral. So let's let that rise up your chakra channel, and as it's rising up, it's clearing out density, trauma, memory, out of the chakras, spinning out, rising up, spiraling all the way up the body, up the chakras, up the chakra channel, opening your channel as a direct pathway all the way up to the top, 12th chakra, above the head, connecting to your higher self. Your higher self is your gatekeeper at the 12th chakra, 12th gate. Whew, here we go, all the way up. I always do like a heart-to-heart connection with my higher self. You want to keep building your bond, building your connection, unifying with your higher self. If it helps, you can envision your higher self placing their hand on your heart. You're placing your hand on their heart, like get a good heart bond, heart connection. Yes, good. Okay, excellent. And then your higher self's opening that 12th gate. So we're starting to open to the Godhead. And this is where you connect to our galactic divine soul presence, connecting to your soul. Your soul is made of light and sounds, connecting to your divine soul signature, light, and your sound waves, your tones, your harmonics, your frequency, soul frequencies, connecting to both, light and sound. Okay, as you make a connection, we're going to reverse and start bringing a stream of your soul light and soul sound waves, your frequencies down the chakra channel. So again, inhale, open, receiver, breathing down the chakra channel through the crown into the body. Breathe in, spin in, inhale, soul light stream, soul frequencies filling into all the chakras in the body. Ooh, yeah, breathe it in. Ooh, down and in, filling in. All the way down to the human chakras, down there at the lower three, down to the root pelvic floor, like your soul is sitting into your hips and filling your body. Whew, that's good. Excellent. Good. Good job. All right, let's continue bringing the soul stream coming down, and now let's direct it into your heart's crystal, filling into your heart crystal, soul signature light, soul frequencies. Heart crystal is the main engine that runs your Merkaba Taurus. Okay, and as you know, crystals start to amplify with diamond light, crystalline light, starting to build and intensify in the heart crystal, more of your soul light frequencies. Oh, there it goes, and into a big burst of soul light rays, like a big starburst at the heart crystal in all directions. Ooh, that's it. Just like a big sun. Ooh, you're building soul radiance at the heart. And this builds heart magnetism, soul magnetism. All right, let's do our final step. Before we get into the activations, using the infinity of light again, you're going to loop the first infinity of light left, right at the heart. Second infinity of light around the third. All right, left, right brain. Ooh, there we go. And the infinities start to do their magic. Okay, infinities are balancers and unifiers. So they're starting to loop left, right, beginning to balance polarities in the body and the field. And as they're looping left, right, right, left, back and forth, they're pooling your energy into the center cross point of the infinities. So let's focus there. And as we attune into the center of the infinities, we start to connect to what's called zero point. Zero gravity, zero polarity, zero time. We're getting right into that zero point pulse. In the now, it's the perfect stillness in the now. There you go, just adjusting to it. First, it brings the heart and mind and the body into that stillness in the now. Then it begins to ripple out and spread through the body and the aura. It's called zero point coherence. Let that just flow out, bringing all your biosystems into coherence, linking up the heart and mind into coherence. Ooh, yeah, good. everything pulsing, vibrating in the soul light frequencies. All right, we got it. And then it begins to naturally repel out any discordant non-coherence. So we're going to do our first release here. Vortex spinning real fast. Your own zero point is starting to repel out what's not in coherence, up and out of the physical body, emotional body, mental body. Breathe out, release out, exhale, lifting out into the vortex spin, spinning it back to source light, into transmutation light. Whoo, there it goes. Lifting off. You might feel it come off the front, off the back. Just let it release. You don't have to control it. Your own zero point is doing it. There goes another layer out. Back to the transmutation light. We're in a fast spin. You're releasing. Here comes another layout. So this is helping whatever you've been working on in the past weeks to release, to clear, to purge out, to let go. Ooh, that's another one. And they may feel heavy. They're lifting off. This is great. You're transmuting it in source light, and you're feeling lighter, calmer, into more of that stillness in the now. And this is where we can do our activations. Good work, everyone. All right. So using the quantum vortex, it works like a time machine. It can spiral back through time, even into past timelines. It can spiral forward into potential future outcomes. So we're going to use it right now. It'll command it to spin left to right, counterclockwise, taking us way back into the past. Thousands of years we're going back and connecting to the original Zeptepi, Egypt, and the original Lemurian civilization. So going all the way back. Now we're going to focus on going to the Pyramid of Giza in Zeptepi, Egypt. So to do this, you're going to stay grounded in your body. Your feet are locked right into that grid. Stay in your belly there, in your core, in your heart. But we're going to use our soul's super consciousness to travel the galaxy. So letting your higher mind, higher brain centers, super consciousness travel to the original Pyramid of Giza in Zeptepi, Egypt. And we're going to all gather there with our super consciousness. Step into the ground floor. This is using 5D and higher brain centers. That's your imagination. Allow yourself to envision as best you can getting into the pyramid. We're on the ground floor. Let's go to the center. You might feel the warm stones under your feet. It's also a frequency generator, so you might feel it pulsing and vibrating around your body. These pyramids were built in the golden ratio, so they're in the perfect degrees, the perfect alignment to work with vortex energy and opening up wormholes. So you're already in your quantum vortex spin. So as you step into a golden ratio pyramid, it begins to propel your spin, your spiral, upwards. So let's follow it up, spiraling up to the capstone and the Eye of Horus, going all the way up to the top of the pyramid, all the way up. Here we go, and as we gather, we're getting ready to travel the galaxy. And so here comes Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael as our escorts, taking us to the galactic center. So I always kind of lock arms with one on each side. Connect with your escorts. So we're going to take us through space-time as we travel through a wormhole directly to the great central sun, our galactic center. Okay, everybody's getting ready. All right, we're going to leap off the pyramid at the same time. You're already in your vortex, so it's opening up a spiraling wormhole, taking us through a direct pathway directly to the galactic center. Whew. All right, here we go. Traveling at the speed of light or faster. And as we approach our galactic center, it's a massive spiraling vortex. It's a black hole vortex, and it's connected to a parallel crystalline white hole vortex on the other side. So you kind of get an image, if your mind, of two vortices where they meet, where their funnels meet. That's where we're going to go. So where our galactic vortex funnel meets at the connecting point to the parallel multiverse crystalline or white hole vortex funnel. Okay, there we go. Everyone moving into that space where they meet. Now, this is our galactic zero-point field that we're stepping into, right, where they meet. So a lot of times people think zero-point means it's the empty void, but it's not. It's actually a field of potent creational force. It's the field of popping virtual electrons. It's the field of pure potential, and it responds to our consciousness. It responds to our visions and our intentions. So as we step into this vibrant field, to me it always kind of feels and looks like a vibrant kind of shimmering golden like champagne bubbly vibrant energy. It's very alive. But those virtual particles, they rise up and then recede back into the field. So they're very alive and waiting for our intentions. Okay, as we step in, there we go, into our galaxy zero point field of source creative force. And as we step into it, a shimmering, brilliant crystalline stargate rises up out of the zero-point field. And this is what we call the source stargate. And let's all step into the center of this crystalline, shimmering source stargate. Ah, there we go. As you move into its space, just open and start to receive the infusion of source light into your entire being. Breathe it in, open, receive it in, allow your energy to merge with divine presence, with Mother, Father, God, divine presence. Just feel the source love infusion through your entire being. You're becoming one with divine source in the Stargate, never to be separated again. And just allow the source light to flow through you and strengthen you and nourish you, replenish you. Just breathe it in. Shimmering crystalline diamond light. This is the God light. This is the source light. And allow it also, it's a purification light. Allow it to wash through you and purify your energy. Because we're clearing out our earthly history. All the traumas, sufferings, all the wounding, we're finishing and clearing it. So allowing the source crystalline diamond purification light wash through you. And as we're standing in divine source stargate, really connecting to our own divinity, proclaim to the universe that we are sovereign beings. We're reclaiming our sacred space, our sacred vessel. And in your heart and in your mind, you're proclaiming out to the universe, I am all that I am. I am all that I am. And let it spiral out and be acknowledged and spiral back to you and receive it back in. Yes. And as we stand in zero point, we stand in the stillness of the multiverse, we stand in this connection to divine source. Let's now step into the Sirian Gateway portal that is active right now. All right, stepping into it. You're opening a direct pathway as you step into the gateway to blue star Sirius and our ascended galactic Sirian ancestors. They're going to assist us with these activations, just making that connection as you step into the Sirian gateway. Connecting to blue star Sirius, connecting to our ascended galactic Sirian ancestors. And you can envision the brightest star in the sky, connecting to the crystalline blue ray of Sirius that emanates, pulses, vibrates from the brightest star in the sky. All right, good. We're connecting to all these aspects. Now, we're using our chakra channel like an open receiver, right? A transmitter receiver. It's a frequency receiver. All right, so it works vertically, up and down. So as we're connecting to our galactic Sirian ancestors in the blue ray, open and receive down your chakra channel. You're pointing your sensory antennas up to the higher self, and so that you can receive in, receive down your chakra channel, the indigo blue ray light transmissions of ascension from our Sirian starseed elders. So open and call it in. We're calling in the indigo blue ray light transmissions of ascension to flow down the channel and into our bodies, into our light bodies. Call it in, breathe it in. The shimmering crystalline Sirian blue light frequencies, allow it to flow into you, fill into you. Ah, breathe it in, receive it in. And the Sirian blue ray is transmitting love frequencies to you from our galactic family. Ah, keep breathing it in. We're connecting to our ascended Sirian brothers and sisters, our family of light, and breathing in this love light streaming from our ancient ancestors. Just breathing in the blue ray, breathing in their love frequency. So we're making a direct contact with them, and they are assisting Gaia. They're assisting all of us to ascend beyond the lower densities of the ET Orion wars and of suffering and devastation, the lower 3D, 4D entrapment. And so as you're breathing and just keep breathing it in, filling up inside, we're working with our Sirian elders, working with the those who are assisting us today to shift into the 5D to 12D consciousness, assisting us, all of us, in becoming divine humans. So let that bathe you, let that activate in you. Shifting into 5D to 12D consciousness and life realities. And envision the blue dolphin-like Sirian beings who visited Earth and seeded their knowledge, their wisdom, their understanding of quantum science, of alchemy, of the crystalline nature of ascended bioenergetics. Okay, the Sirians came here. They're helping to create, even now, they're helping us as they did in the past, creating the ancient mystery schools. So as we're connecting to our galactic Sirian starseed ancestors, connect to their ancient wisdom and knowledge, connecting to perhaps you even have your own soul's Sirian history, whatever that may be. B, you actually had incarnations on Sirius, or you may even carry within you the Sirian lineage and Sirian bloodline held within your Akashic records. So whatever you resonate to, connect to it now as you're breathing in the Sirian blue ray frequencies to light it up inside you, activate it all within you. Allow it to come alive within you now. There we go. Turning it on inside, igniting it, lighting it up. And the ancient elders of Sirius influenced the birth and glory of Lemuria and Zeptepi, Egypt. They helped build the pyramid complexes in both Lemuria and Egypt, as well as in the Mayan and Incan civilizations. So now we're connecting directly to the Lemurian template that dwells within all of us. And I'm here near Mount Shasta connecting to the land of the Lemurian civilization and the template that is hidden here, waiting for us to turn it on. It's also embedded in the human hybrid DNA. It's our ancestry as humans, as earthlings. So starting to connect to the Lemurian template, the Lemurian code. Unlike Atlantis, which was ruled by the mind and the masculine energy, Lemuria was ruled by the heart and the feminine energy. So with the assistance of the Grand Syrian Elders and the angelic realm, we have come to activate this circular collaborative Lemurian template, right? It's of a heart-centered civilization living in harmony and balance. Okay, there we go. It's starting to light up. Activate it. Command it open. Command it active in the earth plane and in your own field, in your own bioenergetics. Whew, as we're birthing alive the new earth, just breathing in the Syrian blue ray to awaken within your own soul blueprint, your personal mission, as you join the galactic family in activating our ascended Gaia and activating your own ascension in this new earth. Oh, there we go. That's rippling, coming alive within all of us as we're here to activate the 5D to 12D heart-centered community of peace and love and harmony. We're bridging timelines. We're merging timelines. We're updating timelines from the past to the present to the future. So as you're streaming the blue Syrian light into your soul blueprint, you're activating your internal ascension codes. Turn them on. Oh, yes, right in your soul blueprint, turn them on. Sparking alive with divine galactic light frequencies. Yes, good. So you're activating more of your ascension template and your ascension codes within your soul blueprint. We're using the soul's light and the Syrian blue ray to activate it. All right, good. Getting it turning on. Sirius is the prototype for the ascended Gaia. So allow the blue ray to awaken the sacred geometry of your own crystalline light body for ascension to come alive within you. So envision your ascension light body template is activating now. Yes, there it goes. Got a good big blast of light. Turn it on. Blow, yep. Blast it open. Turn it on. Activate it. Whew. 2022 is the year we're igniting more of our soul's light body template to come alive within us so we can become the sacred crystalline vessel for soul embodiment. Whew. Oh, that is lighting up. Turning it on, activating it, lighting it up. Very good. And as you're activating in your own soul blueprint, let's activate the soul crystal seeds, your ascension codes, your crystal seeds. Yes. Ooh, those just lit up more. Ooh, and you're attuning your inner sensory antennas onto the crystalline frequency network of our galactic family. So starting to open up and become with your chakra pillar here, your chakra channel, you're opening to become more of a transmitter receiver along the crystalline light consciousness communication network with our galactic family. Yes. Ooh, that was a good blast. Good. And as you're connecting to the Syrian gateway and the Syrian elders, they're assisting you to connect to this new earth timeline that's coming alive. This is the ascension operating system that supports the transfiguration from human 3D density to divine bioenergetics and light body. This is fabulous. It's turning on. It's activating for all of us. This is this new earth timeline. It's our home base as we prepare to join our star family. So if it's under your feet, and the light body codes are activating within you. Yes. And just envision our solar sun rising with blue star Sirius on the horizon as we're connecting into this powerful gateway and starting to envision living your life in this new earth timeline. calling in all that you need to support your soul purpose, your soul mission, your soul's joy, your soul's well-being in this new earth timeline. And so we're going to take a moment here, 3 or 4 minutes of silence. So you can focus on your personal visions, your personal intentions, prayers, and invocations for yourself and your loved ones going forward in this new earth timeline. All right, we'll pause for 3 to 4 minutes of silence. And as you're creating your visions, your intentions, your prayers, your invocations, just give your love to it, give your light to them. It's like seeds blossoming in a garden. We're making them earthbound. We're spinning them into the planetary field so they can come alive. We're grounding them with our feet right on our path of light in the new earth so they open up and magnetize in front of us and in the future nows. Oh, yes. For if we can't envision it, we can't manifest it. So seeing yourself living it, feeling yourself living it. That's it. Good. That locked in, grounding in beautifully. Okay, let's go ahead and add to our intentions, our global intentions. This is where we're able to fulfill our soul mission, working with our beloved Gaia and working in the planetary field. So as you're standing in this powerful Sirian gateway portal, let's send a huge wave of the Sirian blue ray into Gaia's field now, spinning it from the galactic center, just flooding the field all around the world with this powerful Sirian blue ray frequencies and galactic love energy. Ooh, there you go, all the way in. You're just saturating the field. Uplifting the energies in the planetary field. This love vibe. With connecting to our galactic family of light and the Sirian blue ray. Okay, it's shifting the frequencies. We're getting the fields going higher. Keep streaming powerful Sirian blue ray frequencies and the love vibe into the field. Okay, we're going to do some transformation work here now. So the destruction and the demise of Atlantis and Lemuria is still present in the planetary field and in the global Akashic memory. So as we're just saturating, soaking the field with the shimmering blue ray and the love vibe, let's flush and dissolve the field with the crystalline diamond purification light of our beloved source creator. So we're adding that now in to the field. Crystalline diamond purification light, source light, God light. Woo, there goes. Nice, powerful wave of that coming in from the Stargate. And let's assist Gaia in releasing the pain and trauma from the fall of Lemuria and the fall of Atlantis. So starting to bring all that memory into the crystal diamond light. There's also a quantum, there is a quantum vortex spinning around the planet as well that you can work with if you feel called to. It's also anti-clockwise, right? Our sun rises in the east, settles in the west, so it's an anti-clockwise spin momentum. So we're just using all our powerful technique here. So saturating the field with the purification light, the ascension blue ray, our love vibe, and assisting Gaia and transmuting these energies. So we're starting to move the pain, the suffering, the trauma that's held in the field from the fall of Lemuria and the fall of Atlantis, just moving that into the purification light. It's cleansing and clearing the world of pain and trauma, just transmuting it in the diamond source light. Yes, okay, there we go. It's starting to shift. We're the alchemist here to shift the field, transmute all that's held in the memory, in the planetary field and in the Akashic records, just transmuting that pain and trauma, suffering in the purification light. Let's spread that diamond purification light to clear away the collective trauma memory of a collapsing society. All right, let's erase that out. So spreading the purification light so that it transmutes the devastating Armageddon energetic imprint in the memory, in the field. Erase that out. Transmute it. Dissolve it. Transform it. Yes. Good. Envision you are erasing the destructive history from Gaia's energy field. We're here to create a new world, a new earth paradigm. Ooh, that's a good shift. Ooh. Bringing all that painful trauma and memory and shadow into the purification diamond light, transmuting it, transforming it back to light. Good. Shifting more. Oh, you are the galactic starseeds. You are the new earth way shores. You are the alchemists. So let's connect to our Syrian elders, the high council, our dolphin ancestors, because we're all here to activate a heart-centered community of peace and love and harmony. This is part of our mission. So as we heal and transmute any sense of failure, devastation, or collapse from either the fall of Lemuria, the fall of Atlantis, we're erasing it, dissolving it, transmuting it, so that we open our hearts to birth alive the new Earth timeline in its place. So as we clear the deck, we replace it, our new earth. So envision a world that is free. A vision, a world of peace. A vision, a world that is collaborative, compassionate, loving, kind. Put those visions into the field. We're here to birth our new earth. And as we connect to our Syrian ancestors and the dolphin whale family, let's connect to our beloved dolphin and whales that are here on Gaia, because they're transmitters of the celestial frequencies, and they protect the waterways and portals. And so as we communicate to our dolphin and whale family, let's support them and assist them to clean all the waterways on Gaia with the crystalline blue ray and with the purification diamond light. Our dolphins and our whales, they already communicate on the cosmic crystalline frequency communication network. So we're attuning to them through that crystalline communication network to the higher crystalline frequencies. Yes. And as we fill the field with the purification light, with the Syrian blue ray, let's saturate the oceans and the lakes and the rivers and the creeks with the purification light and the blue ray, supporting the work our dolphins and whales are already doing. So we're all in this together. So as you're envisioning our new earth, envision clean, pure, crystalline water for all life on the planet. And as we're working with our Syrian ancestors, envision the Syrian ascension template that's taught in the ancient mystery schools. So as we're working with the blue ray, sweeping the planetary field with the Syrian blue ray, the Syrian frequencies, let's activate the dormant ascension template and codes embedded in Gaia's field and in the galactic Akashic records. We light it up, we turn it on, we activate them now for Gaia's ascension. Ooh. Oh, that just lit up everywhere. Turning on, powering up, activating the ascension template and ascension codes embedded in Gaia's field. Oh, that's good. It's getting stronger, more powerful. It's amping up. And as we're working on the activation of Gaia's ascension, continue to send in your visions of our new earth, a garden of Eden, of benevolence. Keep powering it into the field. Sirius and Lemuria, they act as the spiritual prototype for birthing this new earth. So as we're all united together with our visions of our new earth now, we're already starting to live in it. We're birthing it alive for all life on the planet. And we set this into motion now. Ooh, and so it is. Ooh, man, boy, this is giving me goosebumps. Lighten it up. All life on the planet. Just in the same way that Sirius went through their ascension, Gaia and her earthlings are going through their ascension. Ooh, still spinning in, activating, getting stronger in the field. Keep giving it your love and the blue ray and the diamond light frequencies. Yes, we're turning it all on. This year is such a powerful year. It's the 222, the divine feminine, the divine mother. Birth. There's birthing energy this year. We are lighting it up, turning it on, birthing it alive. Birthing alive the divine humans as well. Yes. As we join our galactic family of light. So as we're here in this powerful vortex spin, as I mentioned, it's a time machine, so now we're going to use it to travel the multiverse and spiral to visit our starseed soul's home, original star. So if you don't know the name of it or where it's located, just connect to your beloved soul presence inside you. Connect to your soul. Ask your soul to take you to the space-time coordinates of your original home star. Again, using your super consciousness to bilocate to your home star, and you may get a sense of it, a feel of it. You might see colors. You might actually see your home star family. Allow your star family to wrap their arms of love around you. Breathe in family love and support. Breathe in home star light into your own light body. It runs on your home star light. Just receive for a minute. Receive all the blessings of connecting to your home star and your home family. Take it inside you, into your heart, into your body, into your field. All that you need to support you. Ah, oh, you're so loved and supported. And as we make this connection, you never lose it. You can always connect in an instant back to your home star and your soul family. And your home starlight. We're locking in the connection now. It's always in your field. And as we prepare to go back to the Sirian Stargate at the Galactic Center, everyone take a moment and collect any gifts you're going to bring back with you and take them inside you for safekeeping. They can come in all shapes or forms, sizes. It could be light. It could be crystals. It could be color. It could be technology. It could be consciousness. It could be information. So let's just all collect our soul gifts that we're bringing with us to assist in our own personal ascension and Gaia's ascension, and bring them inside you as we're getting ready to pop back over to the Galactic Center in the Sirian Stargate with our beloved Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael as our escorts going back home to Gaia. Okay, everybody's shifting back into the Sirian Stargate. We're still spinning in, integrating all that we received while we've been here, getting ready to use your vortex spin, opening up a wormhole pathway directly back to your body on Earth, bringing in all the gifts and blessings you've received coming with you. All right, here we go. Spinning back through space-time, coming back home. So you can tap on your arms as your legs, pulling all of you back inside you, bringing all your super consciousness back inside you. down your chakra channel, into your body, into your heart, into your core. Woo, breathe it in, pull it in. This is the inflow coming in. Pull it in, spin it in, and make it earthbound inside you. Your feet are locking onto the grid, grounding it in, blending it in, merging it in, taking it deep, deep down inside you into your molecular level. Ah, there we go. That takes hold. Whew. All is settling in, grounding in, merging in. Ah, becoming one within us. And now in the oneness of the I Am Presence, we invoke the Divine Mother and the Divine Father to stream the frequency of love into the heart flame of all beings on Earth, our new home in unity consciousness. And we set this into motion now. And so it is. So it is. And now we are in a very potent force field here. So we'll add your global intention. So we'll start with your emailed ones with Manette.
My first one's from Molly. Number one, clear to the root source and cause of the evil, manipulating, sabotaging, blocking energies plaguing the earth. Two, heal the damage done. Three, wake up all the light workers, awaken our powers, and let us bring that tidal wave of correction to restore balance, harmony, and love.
All right, so we're going to give all these global intentions our love, our light, as we plant them like seeds in the field, in the garden of our new earth. Okay, we set this into motion now, and so it is.
From A.M. Nuisance. My intent is to embody the light, love, expansion energies that are showering us all at this moment. May this current flow through me to benefit all and every being and all that is here on the earth. May creations be of the highest order, and may they bring new consciousness to all who experience them. I ask for the highest vibrations to be conveyed through my work, and I ask that new technologies and methods be revealed to me, so that we may create from a new world perspective. So be it. Gratitude.
We set this into motion now, and so it is. And everyone send a little healing light to Manette's throat.
From Deborah, I now send from my heart love, light, peace, joy, and enlightenment to all sentient beings. May unity, forgiveness, and compassion prevail on this planet and throughout the universe.
Oh, we set this into motion now, and so it is.
From Catherine, calling on the High Priest of Golden Atlantis to assist all light beings in stepping into their highest timeline with all necessary resources to fulfill their divine mission.
We set this into motion now, and so it is.
From Pat, that the darkness of violence, hatred, division, fear, and poverty be transmuted to a higher vibration of healing, love.
Spreading love and light all around the planet right now. Soak it in. We set this into motion now, and so it is.
That was all the emails we have for now.
Beautiful intentions, everyone. Thank you so much for contributing. If you would like to call in, please dial 1. And we'll bring you on the air. It's a kind of a quiet group here today. So I only have your phone numbers. So I'll call out the last 4 digits. And if you can give us your name, where you're calling in from, and speak your intention. Okay, last 4 digits, 7753. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. It's Tiffany. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Tiffany.
Oh. Hi, I'm way out. Let me come back. So, in our new Earth, every community has complete and free access to very advanced, miraculous healing modalities, technologies, and healers. And these healing chambers can instantly diagnose the slightest imbalance, mentally, emotionally or physically, and it's instantly addressed. And this is true for animals and our earth. We have healing, and we're clearing all the landfills, the waste. There's advanced technologies to instantly cleanse and clear that. Clean air, clean water, clean earth. And internally, all of our organs, all of our circulatory systems, nervous systems, everything is functioning with vitality, vibrancy. Everyone is bursting with health and energy and free and sovereign and able to create to fulfill their heart's desires and soul's longings and highest purpose. Thank you for today. Thank you to all of you and all, and to all of our beloved Syrian brothers and sisters and all the everyone joining. Thank you.
Yes, so the Syrian brothers and sisters love us so much. I just feel it pouring from them, their love for us and what we're accomplishing here. So let's set Tiffany's beautiful intention into motion now, and so it is, really influencing the field and what we're creating, and as you've mentioned in the past too as well, really activating our light leaders to step in and begin to lead this new earth in a whole new direction. So it's really, really a powerful gateway. Okay, that's all our callers. Like I mentioned, it's a quiet group here today. So any last minute emails, Manette?
Yep, one more from Athena. My global intention is for peace to be embodied by every being on earth, creating our new lives in the new earth now.
Yes, this is our natural condition. So just imagine every atom in you pulsing with peace. Ah, we set that into motion now. And so it is.
And so it is.
Ooh. Just breathe that in. We're still getting a lot of waves of energy coming to us. All right, I'm going to say our final invocation. They're just powering right in right now. Let's just breathe for a minute. Just receive. Just like you're inhaling and breathing in the blessings coming to all of us and our beloved Gaia. While we're in this powerful Syrian gateway, we're also being prepared, as I mentioned earlier, for the 8-8 Lions Gate. So keep that in mind as well. That's a whole different energy. That's an empowering energy for sure. Okay. On this sacred day of global healing and rebirth, we connect to the rising swell of Christ consciousness, filling the hearts and minds of all beings around the world. And as we unite in the divine trinity, we create a balanced and united universal planetary sanctuary for all to ascend now in ease and grace and harmony, and through all levels to that which cannot be named, to the silence, the stillness, which all allows us to be. Leave only the truth now, the truth of our realized divinity. And we set this into motion now, and so it is.
And so it is.
Oh, just stay in the blessings. Keep receiving while we move towards 8-8 Lionsgate. Oh, so much coming in to help us and assist us. The portal's open to you. All you have to do is think of it and call it in. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We're sending a big hug, big love hug to all of you for being here and showing up and contributing. We couldn't do it without you. So until 8-8 Lionsgate, we'll connect with you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.